become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
We're back. Second hour. Our attempts to get Madsen on the phone have so far failed, but we'll keep trying. We'll get him. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don. Dave. Wasn't that Dave in California that I was just speaking to? I'm sorry?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Is this Dave?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I enjoy your show, and I was listening to you and Bob Chapman, I believe it was yesterday or
day
Tuesday?
Day before.
Yeah, and I just had one question, however, which was, I noticed everyone always in the Patriot community is always talking about G. Edward Griffin's book, but no one ever mentions Eustace Mullins' book on the Federal Reserve, which was the first book ever written.
Yes, I know where you're going with this, and I am going to agree with you even before you make the statement or ask the question. Most of that information was actually lifted from his book.
Yes.
Yes. But that was a time that there was only really one book out there on the Fed Reserve at the time. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's sort of strange no one ever mentions his book. I know it's kind of hard to find now. It's not in print anymore, but it's just good to give credit where credit's due in terms of, you know, being the groundbreaking person that wrote the book. I think most people think that G. Edward Griffith is the guy that broke the whole story on the Federal Reserve.
No, and I've made it clear on this broadcast many times that wasn't the case. And I've got a copy of that book sitting right here, gold hardback cover.
Yeah, me too.
Signed by him, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. It's a good book. And,
yeah.
Anyway, I do really like your network, and I hope you guys do well. And that's kind of the only point I had to make.
Okay, well, Dave, I appreciate your input. Thank you.
All right.
Now do I go to Don in Ohio? Well, see, I could have done Don before. You could have made me look better. You'll explain that later. Oh, boy, I can't wait for that one. Okay, Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How you doing, Don?
Good.
Hey, have you talked to Robbie lately?
No.
You plan to try to get a hold of him and,
Have you seen his website?
No, I haven't.
Well, he left a message on his website that he's disappearing, and he may or may not be back.
No kid.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's... I'd ask Robbie 1,500 different times, you know, why are you really going back to South Africa? And he never offered me a reason that I would consider credible. I think, you know, after being in this country for 30 years... You know, why would you want to go back to South Africa? I mean...
Yeah, right.
And the last communique I had with him via email was that he was... it looked like he was building up Nelson Mandela, and he went and sat in a prison cell that Nelson Mandela was in, and I emailed him, and I said, first thing out of my face was, seriously? ? Nelson Mandela? And that shortly after that, it was posted on his website that he's going to be traveling. He may or may not be back. If he's back, you'll know.
Yeah, I'll hold over if I can.
Yep. Okay. 800-313-9443. And to the gentleman that was questioning about the TSA and the conditioning, let me tell you how well this works. We'll give you that right after this.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Don, what else did you have?
Have you considered putting somebody on the airwaves for the Free State Project?
Free State Project being whom?
Anybody that's trying to, you know, get sovereignty for their...
Yeah, I understand that, but do you have a name attached to it?
I really don't. That's what I'm asking you, if you've got the name of the person that's good.
Nope.
Yeah. I think it should be a county capture project, though, you know what I mean? We should try to take over a county first, you know, at least there it's a little bit easier. But, you been on your bike yet?
And you're asking that question why?
Because it's getting nice out, and I got my bike out, and plan on buying another bike tomorrow.
No, I flopped that thing last Thursday. It's in the shop getting repaired right now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
How?
Yeah, gravel or?
No, it was actually a patch of somebody's radiator that let go waiting for a light. I'm not looking for patches on the road to come out of a side entrance, moving into traffic at speed into lanes.
Yeah.
Hitting that, losing control of the bike. Yeah, I straightened it back out, but I was heading right for the back end of somebody's stopped pickup truck. So I just threw it down and walked away.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So, without a scratch. Of course, there
was good. That's good.
$6,000 of damage, but Harley Davidson stands for $100.
Hey, have a good night.
Okay. Thanks. Thank God for insurance companies, I'm telling you. At any rate, to give an example of how the conditioning process is taking place, And really designed. You know, it's not for us old farts out there, not the gray hairs, not the people that are established and can see things for what they are, or thinking people. This is, and you're not going to change people's minds overnight. It's a continual progression. And this is why I'm saying that this is what they're doing with the TSA. And this guy, he writes for Newsweek. I mean, how much, and he's the White House correspondent. He covers national energy and environmental policies, but even he came out with this story. He said, why 60% of young people support torture? He writes, as America continues to wage two wars in the Middle East, a striking new study shows a shift in attitudes about how to treat captured enemies. Daniel Stone reports on why the post-9/11 generation is in favor of gruesome interrogation techniques. Is it a simple question with gut-wrenching answer? In a time of war, is it ever okay to torture an enemy? For decades, the answer was an automatic no. The often cruel conditions endured by prisoners of war during World War II spurred the Geneva Conventions, which stipulated an agreed-upon set of standards for handling war victims. By the late 1960s, when any young man could have been drafted to go to Vietnam, the humane treatment of soldiers was at the forefront of many of Americans' concerns. But now, during a time of two overseas wars, Americans' opinions on torture seem to have fractured, and largely on generational lines. A new study by the American Red Cross, obtained exclusively by the Daily Beast, found that a surprising majority, almost 60% of American teenagers, thought things like waterboarding or sleep deprivation are sometimes acceptable. More than half also approved of killing captured enemies in cases where the enemy had killed Americans. When asked about the reverse, 41% thought it was permissible by American troops to be tortured overseas. In all cases, young people showed themselves to be significantly more in favor of torture than older adults. Understand what I'm saying out there. This is going to be a generational thing. When the police state arrives, it just can't club everybody over the head. They've got to do their conditioning process, not for the older people getting ready to check out, but for the new ones coming up. For young people to put themselves in place of a soldier is a level of empathy that most people simply don't have anymore. And there is a reason for this. Have you seen the latest edition of Rolling Stone magazine? Where some soldiers in Afghanistan, a little bit too bored, too much time in their hands, are doing giddy ha-ha killings? You know, throwing around people's heads and whatever else? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not very good PR for a country that's supposed to be representing your liberation. Torture's been around for as long as there have been wars, but media coverage of the enhanced interrogation techniques has risen the visibility of torture since the attacks of September 11th. Could the generation who came of age since the towers fell have the different notion of what's acceptable in time of war? Over the past 10 years, they've been exposed to many new conflicts, says Isabel Doust, D-A-O-U-S-T, who heads ARC's Humanitarian Law Unit. Quoting her, but they haven't been exposed to the rules. Now, the reasons may even be more nuanced than that. A combination of social and political factors new to the national conversation since the Bush administration claimed that today's enemy was different from the ones we fought in the past. Intelligence obtained through controversial interrogation techniques, Bush's lawyers at the Department of Justice argued, may be the only way to save American lives. A 2006 dossier detailing the U.S. government's strategy to combat terrorism described the difficulty of pursuing new enemies who constantly evolve and modify their ways of doing business. As a result, the document suggested the military would have to evolve its understanding and treatment of the enemy. Now, legal scholars see the societal influence that may be responsible for destigmatizing torture, including increasingly graphic media. I think it suggests the national conscience is beginning more and more corroded and more accustomed to the violation of fundamental principles of human rights and international law, says Lawrence Tribe, a constitutional law professor at Harvard, who blames programs like 24 that trivialize serious issues. tried, by the way, along with nearly 300 legal colleagues, sent President Obama a letter last month decrying the prison conditions of Bradley Manning, the Army private accused of leaking classified documents to WikiLeaks. One irony was revealed in a striking study earlier this year from Brown University showing that enhanced interrogations may not even be an effective way to gather intelligence. No kidding, Bubba. Because what happens when you're torturing somebody? Torture is supposed to give you severe discomfort, okay? Under the illusion that they may kill you. Interrogation stays on and on and on, way past sleep deprivation, waterboarding, and other techniques. So what is the subject of interrogation going to do? Well, he's going to give up whoever he can give up, but if he doesn't have anything to give up, he's going to lie to you. He's going to fill in the blanks. He's going to say or do anything to get you to stop torturing him. Now, with all the intelligence resources at the beck and call of the United States government that we've got to do torturing, could you get somebody to admit under a torture technique that they may be involved in something when they were really not? Deals being promised to be cut for their protection? What if we give you some names and scenarios and you agree that you were part of it? Or that you had first-hand knowledge so we can go get this guy or bring that guy in for questioning? This has never been legitimate, folks. Ever legitimate. What would you say if you thought your life was going to, if you had 1 minute to live, and your thoughts in your mind was, this person is going to kill me, what would you do to stay alive? You would do anything. Now, the marquee example researchers point to is the Libyan detainee in 2002 under torture claimed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, a major premise in launching the war in Iraq. Do you think that he actually did it? Or did he just go along with a cover story to give it some credibility that we have information that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction? They knew that he didn't. The last dealings that the United States government had with Iraq on weapon sales was through none other than ex-CEO Donald Rumsfeld. He was the man that actually negotiated and made good on the delivery of these weapons of mass destruction. But once Saddam Hussein caught wind of what was going on, what did the man do? He promptly got rid of his weapons that was sold to him by the United States government. He got rid of them. So we went after Iraq on this premise, and we gathered all this information and all this intelligence that Saddam Hussein had to go because he was one of the evil dictators. And again, we're talking about a guy running a country that most people, you know, they're out there to democratize. That's not what they're doing, folks. They're out there setting up the structure for the global elite so they can continue to do business, is basically what they're doing, and smashing any opposition. In favor of whom? Well, you fill in your blanks. Who the hell do you think this benefits? It isn't a common man or woman walking in the streets of America. It's for corporations and our buds and pals over there in Israel. Still, this generational tiptoe back from humanitarian legal norms may say more about a national, or a nation rather, increasingly removed from the cost of war. For young people, says Harvard's tribe, to put themselves in place of a soldier is a level of empathy that most people simply do not have anymore. And what they've been doing, I mean, do you see our flag draped coffins? No, we're doing more stories about the heroes coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan. But we're not going to show you flag draped coffins, are we? And of course, they do the love stories and the support. And we support our troops and we love our troops. Not if they're doing the wrong thing. That has been the creation of the Pentagon, the White House, and the mainstream media. We're not in support of you, boys. Come home.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And if you doubt the conditioning process, remember the 29 palm survey done of the Marines, rank and file. If ordered, would you shoot upon American citizens? Would you shoot American citizens? And a surprising percentage said yes, they would, if they were ordered to do so. That was a test. And the man, I do believe his name is Honeycutt, I had him on the program one day, because we talked about that survey for a number of years. Well, with all the conditioning that's going over to law enforcement, which the military is now melding with law enforcement against posse comitatus, but, you know, in times of war and grave national danger, we'll take the extraordinary steps that we need to protect Americans. If you really want to protect Americans, get the hell out of the Middle East. Quit supporting Israel. Let them work out their own problems. There's your solution to that, which save a hell of a lot of money, by the way, on the budget that Mr. Obama claims that he wants to get under control. No, he doesn't, because he wouldn't have let the banks do what they just did. Anybody with half a brain in their head could figure out that this is just a financial heist to cover the backsides of the bankers and Wall Street and anybody associated with that. So, you know, folks, if you do not, you know, believe that this is a conditioning process through the TSA and a way for people to make money, to go after those younger people, which I just read you the article that 60%, yeah, you know, kill American soldiers, hey, waterboard people, it doesn't matter. They are in a tweet, Twitter world. We don't even talk about video games anymore, do we? Or it's just as simple as hit the start button, kill the bad guys, whoever the bad guys are that presented, yeah, you wipe them out. Hopefully you'll win the game. And we don't have these stark reminders. Do you think that if somebody went into a high school, a large high school, in an auditorium, and demonstrated the waterboarding techniques, do you think you'd get any volunteers from the students to come up on stage and take part in that? Throw out a little kid's swimming pool. Put a guy on a board. Tie his butt down. Start pouring water over his head and into his mouth and into his nose, half drowning them. Do you think that would be a pretty picture? Do you think maybe the students may change their mind about it? I know one thing for sure. If you put a student up there, he would certainly change his mind about it. One of them, one of their own, one of their classmates up there, they would change their mind. But all this is being very carefully crafted. And one of the biggest things that they did to quiet people down with the opposition to these endless wars for our buds and pals over there in Israel is you take the negative stuff off of the airwaves. This has been the major conditioning process that most Americans have been put through. Well, it worked for quite some time. It's not working out that way anymore. They have failed to kill the internet. That has brought people more news and information than the controllers, the gatekeepers of information, known as the mainstream media. It is out of their control. So are these people of any use anymore? Well, less and less every single day. Because most people have figured out, just by their own logic, that they're not believing what they're seeing on television anymore. One thing I wanted to respond to that caller about he doesn't believe this and he doesn't believe that. Look, I've said of Rahm Emanuel, I think one of the major reasons, and it could be an ace in their hole later on, as we all know, since September 11th, everything, all the records and everything, there's duplicates kept in Chicago. So if something were to happen in New York City, say a dirty nuke, or some other calamity that happens in New York City, that the ball can be picked up without missing a bounce on the court of business, could be picked up by Chicago without missing a beat. It worked once, didn't it? We had 9/11, didn't we? Look what that brought on, Patriot Act and every other subsequent police state tactic. They did a pretty good job initially of conditioning and making people believe that these 19 hijackers with their box cutters and all this just caused all this mayhem. Really? Well, people have been doing their due diligence. They've been looking into this. The 9/11 truthers, they've been out there. And nobody believes this stuff anymore. You know, in times of national crisis, don't you think that if people still regarded, if there was any cred what's left whatsoever with the mainstream media, don't you think that their ratings would be going up because people would want to know what's going on? They have figured it out. That's why they're continuing to lose their viewers. Yes, the economy has a slight, and I will say slight impact on them, because you can't put up an antenna and get CNN or MSNBC or CNN or Fox. What you get is one of their little podunk little affiliates out in Bufu, Egypt here someplace. Yes, are many people canceling their cable and satellite dish and DirecTV and Cox Cable and whatever? Well, yeah, some are modifying the packages. Most people have dropped back to a less expensive package that still carries that mainstream crap. So what's really going on here, the time that you would think Americans need more information, they're walking away from the propagandists that gave them that information in the past. Their conditioning is breaking down, which tells me they've got to elevate it and take a next step. Rahm Emanuel, hero in Chicago, maybe New York blows up. Who the hell knows what these people are capable of?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Tom in Florida, you're up next. Hello, Tom.
Yes. I was going to comment about a fella several calls back who was talking about, you know, putting a chip in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to get to that, but I was just going to comment on what you were just talking about also. You know, I've heard you say, hey, if they just waited 20 years, they would have walked in and taken this place over without a whimper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once we're dead, you know, which is probably true. As far as the desensitization of the kids, all you've got to do is watch what they play on their video games. And it's funny, they have a lot of war games where, you know, you basically are killing everything in sight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much the backdrop always seems to be kind of an urban, you know, city area. It's always laced with palm trees. Isn't that interesting? Why not oaks or maples? It's what the kids, they've got the kids all set up for doing something in a, obviously some kind of a warm weather area. And as far as desensitized, as far as watching, you know, the movies that the kids watch, it's been observed that, you know, you see stuff on television about somebody has harmed their children or a mass, you know, somebody's done something horrible to another person. And, you know, whatever. But, once in a while, there'll be something on television about a guy who's, you know, killing cats and dogs and doing this and that, something horrible to animals.
Yeah.
And apparently, they actually start receiving death threats from the general population. The general population is so upset when they hear about animals being killed, but they don't seem to blink an eyelash. You know, they don't even care. Well, there's not these people aren't receiving, you know, death threats just because, they tortured their kids or something.
You know, I find that fascinating because even criminals, hardened criminals, murderers, people who have been convicted of murders or multiple murders that are in state and federal prisons, let a child molester come in. And they say that there's no code with criminals. Well, there still is, because I wouldn't give you a ghost chance in hell for any child molester that goes into general population in any prison, because he ain't going to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but it's the thing about the ID, you were saying, you know, maybe it's overblown, you know, they're going to actually stick a chip in us.
Yeah.
And what I can't understand is, and I point this out to people all the time, well, they don't need to put a chip in us. When I leave my house, I pass through, every intersection I pass through has four cameras pointed at me. And then on the interstates, you know, every 5,000 feet, basically, you know, every mile, there are these big light poles with that dome smoked camera.
Mm-hmm.
I can't leave here without them knowing where I'm going anywhere. Up and down the East Coast. I haven't been out west yet, but I hear they're everywhere.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, why bother? I mean, and then if you use plastic or anything to do any of your shopping, I mean, you're pretty much, you're being chronicled everywhere you go, and your license plate is your ID. I mean, in Florida now, the Turnpike, nobody has to take a ticket or stop at a booth. They photograph your plate and send you the bill in the mail.
Yeah, they do the same thing up here, and a couple of weeks ago, the story broke that what they're doing at the toll booths, and anybody hands them a $100 bill, they're questioned at toll booths, because if you got a $100 bill nowadays, you might be a drug runner. Well, if you got a $100 bill in your pocket, chances are you're going to the gas station to get one tank full of gas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, yeah, you're right. I mean, chipping people is, well, you've seen what the Humane Society has been promoting. That's chip for Fido or Fluffy. We covered that more than a decade ago. And that's generally to find a lost animal. Or if something comes up missing, how do we find the body? But if you've got a cell phone, you've got a car that's registered, guess what? Your little computer in there, they can track and trace that any which way. They can track your purchases at retail outlets, whether they be grocery stores or, you know, what kind of jeans you like to buy. They can track and trace that as well. If they want to know about your personal stuff, they can go into your email accounts. They can listen to you on your phone. If you've got a cell phone, they can triangulate that using old technology between cell towers and probably nail you within 25 or 30 yards where you're actually at. So that this whole chipping thing, to me, it's a red herring. Because
what it is they're waving their right hand, they're going to slap you hard with the left.
That's right.
What it is, okay, for instance, now you know darn well it's within the realm of, they set up computer models. Now I'm on the computer concerning all this stuff. I'm on the phone, I say keywords. Well, come on, I've got to be in some database as well as millions of others. Okay, let's say what they really fear is us actually physically uprising or whatever, or let's having meetings to schedule some kind of whatever. Oh, we're all going to meet at a Denny's. Well, darn it all, as soon as I leave my house, I've got the profile connected to my plate. Hey, all of these, they could have a program which would say, hey, all these people are headed towards Denny's with these profiles. Hey, they're having a meeting. Or let's say we're meeting up at some place in the center of the state because we're going to do, you know, exercises with, you know, weapons or something.
Yeah.
Hey, they know we're there.
Look.
They know we're there. We're already there. It's not a matter of being ID'd chips in us. We're tagged and bagged now.
Well, look, the Department of Transportation didn't put the sophisticated cameras up. Have you ever noticed during strong winds how those things sway back and forth? How would you like to be somebody monitoring one of those cameras and trying to figure out what you're looking at? You'd be seasick.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'm sure it takes a picture and it doesn't take a human analysis to find the plate. Plus, they don't just have cameras. They've got those transducers that are pointed at the road. What's that all about? And why is such a large electrical box with such a large wire feeding the transducer?
Yeah,
that's not camera.
Well, and the technology is being put into place that they can piggyback just about anything off of it. Did you actually believe when they put up these roadside alert signs for missing children that was actually for children?
No, those are scary.
and what they are is Big Brother trying to get the deadheads, the conditioned ones out there, to be involved with law enforcement and whatever they desire. If they put a plate number out there, if you're driving down the highway and they put up a plate number for a vehicle, How do you know that this is somebody that was involved in kidnapping a child? You don't. So what do? Oh, well, you know, you get on your cell phone. Hey, I just spotted that car going down X freeway and wherever, and there you have it.
Yeah. I don't think that's even part of it. I think that might be some more of the red herring. Those cameras know where you are. They get the plate every 5,000 feet and tell you where the guy got off.
Look, they don't even look. You want to be honest about this? We've got license plate covers sitting right in the next room. I put those on my car. None of these cameras can tell what my license plate is.
Yeah, they have spray your plate stuff too. Also.
Well, but the point of it is that they can track you. If you've got a cell, they can track you. They already know what the car is. They can ping that, and they can tell the location of the car. So, you know, cameras, and again, I think that's more of the conditioning process, that there they are just leering at you, looking at you.
Well, if more people actually came to the realization that they are being tracked that way, and there really isn't much you can do about it other than, I mean, if somebody, it would probably never happen, but again, if everybody said, wait a minute, we don't want you to know who we are, and just take the plates off your cars en masse, it would be a very empowering thing for the average person to do. Because he'd be out from under his insurance and everything else, and just throw the plate in the garbage and say, hey, you don't need to know who I am. Isn't that what Bobby Franklin said up there when they were questioning him about the right to travel in Georgia? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
He's a state congressman in, I think it's in Georgia, and he basically promoted or tried to put forth a bill saying, hey, we have the right to travel on the public right of way, so we don't need to have plates, you know, licenses, insurance. And he actually got a little bit of a national play where they basically were ridiculing him. And I think at one point some reporter said, well, if you don't have a plate in your car, how will we know who you are? And he looked at her and said, why do you need to have to know who I am? did you hear about that?
No, but it's a good story.
Well, his name is Bobby Franklin, I believe, and I saw enough of it on the internet, so I assume that it's true.
Yeah.
We were already identified and tracked. I don't think we have to worry about chips.
I don't either.
I don't think we could ever gather in any appreciable amount without them having. It'd be interesting to see if you could get 10,000 people to go to one spot that all have the same profile. You know, the same people that are, you know, have their computers turned on to your show, and just see what would actually happen.
Well,
have a picnic and see what happens.
Yeah, and people are unnecessarily being kept on edge and constantly pounded with the fear factor. That's why I had a real problem with Wayne Madsen going on another Wing Nuts show the other day, because that's all he does is pump out the fear. And whether he realizes it or not, the only thing that he's doing is making people dive for cover. The guy's an idiot. I mean, hook yourself up to another Hollywood falling star and see how that works for you. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Tom, thank you for your call.
All right.
Appreciate it. Whoops, I went and said it anyhow. Well, there you go. At any rate. The Economic Collapse blog. Quit talking to me when I'm reading something. You're distracting me. I'm going to put up that reflective material, you know, that people put up on their windows to keep the sun out. You know how it reflects the image? I'll be able to see you, but you won't be able to see me. Yeah. At any rate, at times it really is breathtaking how corrupted the U.S. government has become. Yeah. Government corruption has become so endemic. I reminded the FBI of that today. You want to know about bad guys? Turn in any direction. In our society, that most people have just kind of accepted it as normal. But shouldn't we all be hopping mad when we learn that the Federal Reserve sent billions of dollars in bailout money to addresses in the Cayman Islands? Shouldn't we all be furious when one of the leading candidates for the 2012 Republican presidential nomination, Mitt Romney, declares that he's not going to spend my time focusing on the Federal Reserve? Shouldn't we all be alarmed when Nancy Pelosi gives a speech in which she says that elections shouldn't matter? Shouldn't we all demand that someone be held accountable when we find out that the CBO analysis shows that the $38.5 billion in spending cuts will only reduce the budget deficit this year by $352 million? on top of everything else, shouldn't we all be absolutely horrified when the TSA gropes little six-year-old girls and virtually none of our politicians demand change? Well, $38.5 billion in budget cuts is really just $352 million in deficit reduction? The guy says, yesterday I wrote about how close examination of the budget cut deal reveals that the $38.5 billion in budget cuts are largely illusionary. However, even if I was not ready for what the Congressional Budget Office had to say about this deal, what I read in the Washington Post today absolutely floored me. According to the Washington Post, the Congressional Budget Office is saying that the budget deal will only cut the budget deficit for this year by less than 1% of what was being claimed by the Republican and Democrat leaders. And I'm quoting right out of the Washington Post, the Congressional Budget Office estimate shows that compared with current spending, the rates that the spending bill due for the House vote Thursday would pare just $352 million from the deficit through September 30th. About $8 billion in cuts to domestic programs and foreign aid are offset by nearly equal increases in defense spending. What a joke. The reality is that the U.S. government is increasing by over $2 million every single minute. So the entire savings from this budget deal will account for approximately 3 hours of government spending. Now look at the U.S. government can ran a budget deficit of $188 billion for the month of March alone. We are in debt to our eyeballs, and it's getting worse at mind-blowing pace. When are people going to wake up and realize that neither political party is the least bit serious about dealing with our debt problems anytime soon? Well, the Federal Reserve sent billions in bailout aid to millionaires and billionaires in the Cayman Islands. Most Americans don't even understand what the Federal Reserve is, and yet they get to throw trillions of dollars around while being more or less completely unaccountable for the entire thing. In the new article for Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi exposes some of the folks that the Federal Reserve has been sending money to. And again, I'm quoting out of their magazine. The Fed sent billions in bailout aid to banks in places like Mexico, Bahrain, Bavaria, billions more to a spate of Japanese car companies, more than $2 trillion in loans each to Citigroup and Morgan Stanley, and billions more to a string of lesser millionaires and billionaires with Cayman Island addresses. Our jaws are literally dropping as we're reading this, says Warren Gunnels, an aide to Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Every one of these transactions is outrageous. And this is coming from the outrageous Bernie Sanders camp. So you know things are getting awfully ugly. This guy has something to say about it. Now, how in the world does it benefit the American people to send billions of dollars to some ultra-wealthy people down in the Cayman Islands? In light of what... well, and I'll tell you why. It's payola. It's called payola. It's called, we'll keep you quiet by sending you money. Where do you think bank accounts from the illicit drug trade, the off-the-books budgets that are used for clandestine operations that they don't dare go to Congress to ask them for money for? Where the hell do you think that money funnels through? Well, this is shut up, payola here. We'll keep gifting to you. Just keep your mouth shut and keep your head down and just continue to do business. The corruption of the Fed is crying out to be investigated. Unfortunately, many of our top politicians are openly declaring that they have no intention of going after the Federal Reserve. Just as our own lieutenant governor told me about 3-4 weeks ago. I see no reason to go against the commercial banks. I see no reason to come up with Plan A in case their stuff blows up. Really? Do you think you got a $20 to $30 billion deficit now in Texas? Wait till this economy crashes with all these people that you've been pridefully saying have been coming to Texas to go to work. They're going to be your future unemployed and homeless. What budget deficit do you think you're going to have then, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, you idiot? So keep going along with the powers that be. Mitt Romney declares that he'll not be going after Ben Bernanke or the Federal Reserve. In case anyone needs one more sign that Mitt Romney is just another shill for the establishment, Check out the two statements by Romney. According to Politico, Romney recently told CNBC's Larry Kudlow that he's not concerned about the Federal Reserve at all. He said, I think Ben Bernanke is a student of monetary policy. He's doing as good a job as he thinks he can do, Romney said when Kudlow asked him what kind of job Bernanke is doing. He says, I'm not going to spend my time going after Ben Bernanke. I'm not going to spend my time focusing on the Federal Reserve. That just tells you who Mitt Romney is. We have the criminal international cabal openly operating and controlling our government and Wall Street here in the U.S. And Mitt Romney, the great businessman from Michigan, doesn't think that it needs looked into. Yeah. That's just great. The Republican candidate with perhaps the greatest amount of establishment support says that he thinks that Bernanke is doing a good job and doesn't plan to spend any time focusing on the Federal Reserve. So if Romney gets in the Federal Reserve, we'll continue to be able to dish out trillions to their friends without any interference. And on the issue of Nancy Pelosi, that the election shouldn't matter, how are we supposed to respond when the top Democrat of the House of Representatives declares that elections shouldn't matter as much as they do? During a recent speech, Pelosi implored establishment Republicans to take back your party so the elections won't matter as much. She actually said this to my Republican friends, take your party back so that it doesn't matter so much who wins the election, because we have shared values about the education of our children, the growth of our economy, how we defend our country, our security and our civil liberties, how we respect our seniors. Oh my God. Because there are so many things at risk right now. Perhaps in another question I'll go into them if you want. But the fact is that elections shouldn't matter as much as they do. But when it comes to a place where there doesn't seem to be a shared values, then that can be problematic for the country, as I think you can see right now. Really? They're looking out for our children? Why? By poisoning with vaccines? Giving them autism? Running them through this public fool system that you people in Washington, D.C. have, you've told yourself that you have the moral authority to go control the education of our children? And on the seniors? Really? Show respect for our seniors by what? Giving us national health care where you're basically going to consign the elderly with more serious medical conditions, basically to death? Nancy, is this how you're going to take care of the old people? We see how you're taking care of the young people. You know, they're reaching the end of their tax-paying life, so they're not important to you anymore. They're not feeding the beast, so why the hell do we have to keep them alive? Let them die. They're no good to anybody anymore. Let them go. That's the thinking. Apparently what Pelosi wants is for America to go back to a time when all of us just went along with the false left-right paradigm. And we were all content to sleep while the establishment agenda rolled right along. Well, guess what, Nancy? Some of us are starting to wake up. Now, this issue, he writes about the six-year-old and the TSA, which, by the way, we have if you haven't seen it, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, under the story here, Corrupted, Five Shocking Examples of the Government Corruption That Will Blow Your Mind. That video is included there. How far have we fallen as a nation when a six-year-old girl has to have her private areas touched in public by the TSA before she's allowed to get on an airplane? America is becoming a very strange place. So what have we become as a nation? Will we subject ourselves to anything as long as the authorities insist it will keep us a little bit safer? Pretty soon America is going to be unrecognizable. The writer says, I've previously written about how in one town in Missouri, Girl Scouts have actually been banned from selling their Girl Scout cookies in their own front yards. How crazy is that? In Cleveland, authorities have announced plans to have trash supervisors go snooping through trash cans to ensure that people are actually recycling according to city guidelines. The control freaks we keep voting into office seem to have the obsession with running every detail of our lives. But again, it's part of the conditioning process. In many areas of the nation, we're not even allowed to do acts of kindness anymore. For example, in Houston, Texas, a couple named Bobby and Amanda Herring that had been feeding homeless people for over a year had been banned by the city from doing so. So what's next? Are they going to ban kids from taking lunches to school? Now, guess what? It's already happening. At one public school in the Chicago area, children have been banned from bringing their lunches from home. Instead, it's mandatory that they eat food that the cafeteria serves. Man, I'll tell you what. 50 years ago, I've eaten some of those lunches in public school. And they were pretty bad then. But what do you think that it is now? And what contracts are going to be made to bring in food from what area? More from Mexico? Yeah, great. Yeah, some Mexican crapping on some beans down there to make them grow. Yeah, that's what I'm interested in eating. You ever notice that the bids for this stuff always go to the lowest bidder? Now, that's scary. So, meanwhile, the Federal Reserve gets to create trillions of dollars out of thin air, and they get to send it to whoever they want. Well, I guess the question is, what kind of country do we have, eh? Our system has become corrupted beyond all recognition. Government corruption is out of control and is getting worse with each passing day. So when are the American people going to get sick of all this nonsense? When are? Wait. American Idol's on tonight. Perhaps all of this can just wait for another time. After all, who wants to miss what J-Lo and Steven Tyler are going to say tonight? And these two are really a couple of characters, right? Well, we can trust our politicians to act in our best interest, right? Well, so instead of writing about all this doom and gloom, perhaps I should just lighten up and focus on fun things like American Idol. Well, yeah. Dave in Colorado. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
I just wanted to put in my two cents about, you know, you talk about corrupt government. You know, I've come to the realization that, you know, what we're dealing with is not really government at all, in my opinion. One of a radio show host that used to be on Republic Broadcasting was the one who kind of dropped the bomb on me, and you know, he mentioned on his broadcast that what we were actually dealing with was a federal corporation.
Yeah.
And I just don't see how you can have, you know, how you can expect to have legitimate government if it is a federal corporation.
Well, you can't, because
he referenced 28 U.S.C. 3002, paragraph 15, subparagraph A to substantiate that.
Well, whatever that paragraph and subsection said, he was probably right. And who are they going to pander to? It's the people that are in there doing business. It's all about the commerce between the corporations, is it not? So after all, if they're okay, then that's going to trickle down and you're going to be okay because they're okay. Or so the thinking goes.
But I think, you know, it changes the whole paradigm, if you will, when you realize that, you know, like, say, for instance, you're
okay, we're out of time. Got to say goodbye. Thank you all for being here. See you tomorrow.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spike.